Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plant Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 12th, One Take Wednesday. I'm actually recording in my kitchen today, so you might hear a little bit of my refrigerator running or my ice maker dripping, but I hope that it's not a distraction to the real reason why we are gathered together today to listen to God's Word and to be filled again to the fullness with His Spirit. Today is Terry Dye's birthday. Terry is our part-time receptionist on Thursday and Friday. You may see her sitting at the front desk with a big smile on her face. Terry, we're so thankful for you and wish you a happy birthday. Our passages today are Judges chapter 16, verses 25 through 30. That's about Samson. Now, we don't get the whole story of Samson. You may remember some of it, him marrying a Philistine woman. Well, let me back up. First, he has kind of a birth where he has to be vowed as a Nazarite, someone that will never drink wine or cut his hair. And it's promised that Samson will be used mightily in God's kingdom. Then we're going to turn over to the book of Matthew. Today we're in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37. Jesus heals a demon-possessed man, and then he reminds us of the importance of what we speak. Finally, in the book of Proverbs, we're in chapter 12, and this is another verse about what we speak. Judges chapter 16, starting in verse 25. When they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servants who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars to support the temple, so that I may lean against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more, and let me, with one blow, get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars to which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than when he lived. And now from Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. And Jesus healed him so that he could talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander will be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or the age to come. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good, and make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For the tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, who are evil, say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings up evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Goodness, that's a tough one. All right, let's move on to Proverbs 12, verse 17. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I noticed a common thread here in all these passages, words. In Samson's life, his words got him in trouble, right? He finally told Delilah where his power was. The power was in the spirit, but the spirit had given instructions not to cut his hair. And so when he told Delilah the truth of the matter, she turned on him. But in the end, Samson repents, and the power of his words and prayer. This just reminds us it is never too late to turn back to the Holy God, and he does listen to us. Then in Matthew's gospel, we are challenged that any empty word that we speak will be remembered in the end. We're thankful, Lord, that you don't keep us from salvation, but you remind us that you have called us to a different way, to a different manner of speaking and living. And so I pray alongside James today that we would be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. And then in Proverbs, another warning for us. Let me read it again. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word together. We thank you for Miss Terry. Ask your blessings upon her. We pray, Lord, like Samson, repentant of the many ways that we have failed you when we have sought our own way instead of your way. We turn our hearts back to you and ask again that you would use us mightily for your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles in Matthew's gospel. And we ask, Lord, that you would help protect us. Help us to be a tree that has good fruit. Help us to store up in our hearts good things so that out of the mouth, the heart speaks joy and peace and love and truth. And then finally, Lord, help us to be truthful people. Help us not to have false accusations against others, assuming what they are like. Finally, Lord, on this Wednesday, I lift up our congregation to you. I ask, Lord, that you would continue to do your work in us. We pray for our pastor, Wayne, and ask your watch care upon him today. We pray for our families. Please be with them. Strengthen them. Return again and again. Help them to return again and again to you. And then we pray for our community. We are thankful, Lord, that you neither leave us nor forsake us. Help us, Lord, to be a city on a hill whose light is not hidden. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.